The future is a hefty responsibility and not one that we take lightly. But then taking things lightly has never been what Hefty is about. That's why we've created the Hefty Renew program that turns hard to recycle plastics into valuable resources like park benches and building materials. To participate, simply fill up an orange Hefty Renew bag with accepted items, tie it up, and drop it in with your regular recycling. That's it. It's that easy. It's time to rethink recycling with Renew. Particular valued resources may vary by geography. More info available at heftyrenew.com.
Hey, everybody. Welcome to Three Fat Truckers. We're your hosts. I'm Bill. Joining me is Dave and Steve. How's it going, guys?
Doing wonderful today. How are you doing today, Bill?
Great. Fantastic.
Good day, everybody. Enjoy the show.
Yeah. Episode 33. Yeah.
You realize I have to take my socks off to count this high now.
Yeah, we're
done past 20. We're in trouble.
I think people probably...
So you can count to 20 on just your 10 fingers, huh?
And my toes. I said you just
took them off to get to 30.
No. It means okay. I had to take them. Don't get technical with me. Technical.
Oh, dude, I got nothing in front of me here. I need to bring up the docs. I got no information.
Well, that's okay. We got them all messed up.
Yeah, you got them messed up anyway.
Oh, my God.
I get on here and it says he's got... I already had them up and he couldn't find mine because it didn't share them for some reason. And he's got episode 32 and it's 33. So I piggyback mine onto his and I don't
Dave,
know.
You need to hurry up and get this stuff figured out. That way I can change it.
We need to start doing tutorial technical classes on his other show with him so we know what we're doing.
Tell me how.
Actually, you know what? You guys do a better job getting all this set up and going.
We need to teach his other nerds how to do it.
I've made that joke more than once. I'm like, well, maybe I should have Dave and Steve come over and show you.
Yeah.
For a little context, folks, I do two other podcasts, and they're technical in their orientation, and the guys on those shows have had multiple struggles with the software that we use to connect with each other, which is kind of a thing that's similar to like Zoom or Teams or something like that, where we kind of create this meeting room and then I pipe it off and record it, and it's all very technical, I guess, but it's
you know how you can fix that. What's today?
May 5th.
Cinco de Mayo. Cuervo would fix that problem.
I sat and watched a TikTok video. I thought this woman was serious. She made one of those big 3-minute ones. And she was saying that there's this day in history where... And she said the Titanic was carrying like 40,000 pounds of... Or no, like 400,000 pounds of mayonnaise that was supposed to go to Mexico after the Titanic got to New York and let all the passengers off. It was going to Mexico to deliver a bunch of mayonnaise, and it didn't make it there. And Mexicans are so upset about their mayonnaise that they made a whole holiday out of it, and it's Cinco de Mayo. And Cinco I thought I sat through that whole thing thinking, wow, I didn't know that. That maybe if it didn't have all that mayonnaise on there, it wouldn't have sank.
Well, the first thing that come to my mind is I didn't realize in the early, 1917 that sunk?
I think it was 1912 or something like that, yeah.
I didn't know we had refrigeration units that good to carry mayonnaise yet.
I don't think we had mayonnaise.
I don't believe you leave it out in the sun that long.
She was saying that the Hellman's company was an English company that was sending mayonnaise over to Mexico from England.
That'd be
and drinks. I was just lapping it up like a dumbass. Like, oh, wow, really? I didn't know mayonnaise was that old.
Could you say, fish, fish on.
Fish on.
You know, I allowed myself to feel stupid about that, but yeah. That's
the whole purpose of those stupid TikToks. Is if it can't make you laugh, it ain't no fun.
So did you run into some people down there in Florida today? I'm looking at our emails, and I seen one here, a guy.
Man, Dave had one heck of a time
responded
down there.
Back to you, something about give you his number and stuff, and said it was glad to meet you and all this.
Yeah, and then we had him, I friended Dave, him on
Dave
Facebook.
Simpson.
Yeah, I friended him on Facebook, and Bill blocked him.
Look, okay. No, look, okay, so here's what happened.
I said,
maybe he's listening, so be nice.
What happened was I got the friend request, and then immediately after accepting their friend request, I get a message on Messenger saying, "Hello, William." Nobody that watches Three Fat Truckers is going to call me by my full
so
Christian name.
So you thought it
name.
Was a spammer, huh?
Because I get 1,000 of them
oh,
a day.
I know.
And so I'm like, out you go. And then I talked to Dave later on. Oh, yeah, I was down there and I met this guy. It goes by, his name's Dave. And I'm like, whoa, wait a minute.
He has a YouTube channel, and it's like, he dogs dog barks, and it's pretty funny.
I don't know. I did something.
Oh, we got this guy on.
All
now,
I did was I blocked him from my personal account. I didn't like kick him
well,
off.
I've gotten one or two on my personal, and I'm like, okay, I'm not sure.
But he does. He's real good at doing dog. He drives dogs crazy because he'll sit there and bark, and they can't find the dog, and they're running around looking at stuff. And I think it's Trucker Bark or something. I have to look. I haven't had a chance to look up his YouTube page, but I tell him, Bill. I started to tell him when I was talking to him. And he
it
told
says,
me he blocked
watch. It says watch tough dogs on YouTube.
Yeah.
And, well, I feel terrible, but
and I said we'll get him on the show. That'll be kind of funny to get him on here and do some dog barking.
Yeah, oh, pro tip, folks. Go. If you friend me, don't call me William because that will get
he
you.
Will block your ass.
I will make fortuitous
his mom
use
don't even
of the
call
blocking.
Him William. It's like, hey, head, come here.
I know when the wife calls me William that there's about to be some furniture moving in the
so,
house.
So
I thought he was gonna say when she goes, "Hey, sweet William," there about to be some love going on.
Oh, I gotta think about that one.
How many times you heard your first, middle, and last name and knew the ass beatings were getting ready to start?
Oh
no, see,
my house mom, was David Martin.
You
Hart.
Can ask my mom. It wasn't never that she. If I was in trouble, my name was Mud. For some
Mud?
Reason, that's what I don't know how that ever come about when I was a little kid. But
they just said Mud. Come here.
I used to tell people when I was a little kid that something about to her effect. If I was in trouble, my name's Mud.
It's gonna be Mud. Yeah. She's gonna stomp you in the mud.
She's pound my butt. Yeah.
Yeah, I heard David Martin Hart. I knew there was a beating coming.
Well, wasn't the old joke? I think well. Old Bill Cosby, something about where he's talking about his dad's always, God dang it, Jesus, you know, and he's yelling at him
Jay,
and his brother.
Right. My dad, my name's Dammit.
Yeah, he yells at me and says, why did you come here?
Well, is it okay to say Bill Cosby
I don't
jokes?
Know.
Any notes?
Yeah,
I don't know.
It's okay.
I don't know.
He's back.
So he's not a child molester anymore? Or what? Well, no, he wasn't child molester.
No,
he was drugging him up and then.
Yeah, drugging him, dating. Yeah. But he got back out of jail because on a technicality. So
okay.
I guess he's not a bad guy. But yeah, he answered his dad.
Well, OJ goes, didn't go to jail either for that.
Well, that's true too. What do you mean you didn't come here? You didn't call.
He
you
went to jail
God
for stealing his own crap back.
Yeah, that's right.
He did more time for doing stupid.
Well, that wasn't because that was to get even.
That was that's what they call a makeup.
Yeah.
Well, I used to know some people that would conveniently pull off some stupid crimes right before the weather would turn cold, just so that they can get a roof over their head and three meals a day.
My favorite.
OJ
one,
wasn't doing too good.
He showed. I think it was on TikTok or one of the social medias. I can't remember which one. Where it's a white Bronco and the license plate says "Not OJ."
Yeah. I've seen that. Yeah. That's awesome.
So to get back to your story, Steve, yes, I met a lot of really cool, awesome people down at the 75 Chrome Shop, and I got a ton of pictures and some interviews.
I hate that place.
And
I'm so jealous.
I cannot get them to get up on the show notes, but we'll get them there. So
I hate 75 Chrome Shop.
Yeah?
Yeah, ask me why.
Okay, why?
Because I cannot walk out of there without buying something.
Oh,
every
yeah.
Every friggin'
yeah.
time.
Yeah.
It
always
a nice
buy
place,
something.
Nice place.
Oh, they got all, the best stuff, man.
230 trucks there.
That's a lot for that parking lot. I mean, that.
Oh, it was stuffed. It was stuffed. And I walked around the first day and run into some people and did my interview with a mother trucker and met some other guys that were podcasting and I met Misty up that day. And then the second day, I just hung
I sent
with
you
her
a message and
out.
Said, hey, return the favor to Misty and give her some bunny ears while you're talking to her. And sure as heck, he sends me a video on the phone. He's like, she's like, hey.
Yep,
it'll
be in the show notes. We'll have that all posted. People will be able to get in there and check it all out. But there's quite a few neat pictures.
There's a lot of nice-looking rides down there.
Dude. Oh, there was a beautiful cab over Freightliner, day cab, long
the one
frame.
Year I was there was a real nice-looking cab over green and silver Marmon cab.
Oh, yeah.
And that
have
thing,
the V12 in it? Did it have the
Marmons, whatever happened to those?
They were popular, known for those V12 Detroits.
About the Diamond Rios and everything. They just went by
seemed
the
like
way,
Diamond so. Rio went a long time before Marmon.
They got
did.
Bought oh, out. Yeah, yeah, they all got bought out by somebody.
Probably Freightliner.
So it was actually a pretty good 34-hour layover. Met some
did
really
cool
Did
you see Bubba
friends.
Down there?
I didn't see him, but I knew he was there.
Yeah.
So
let me make
that's,
issue
that's his
something.
Backyard right there. I mean,
yeah.
Something very quick. One thing that is very important to me, very important to all of us. One thing that Dave experienced down there was a little bit of time with fellow content creators within this space. And it was made clear that, you know, there was maybe some things that we need to improve upon, you know, and you know, I'm all about that, and I'm thinking, yeah, great, you know, here's all this advice coming from people that, you know, been around a while, you know, and I want to drive the point home, folks. If you please, I'm gonna just beg, if you got some input, you got, you know, if you got ideas for the show, or if you think we're doing something wrong, or you'd like, you know, you like in this case, one thing that was mentioned was that you sounded like we were turning into grumpy old men that were just complaining about things. And, you know, when I go back and I look at that, yeah, I see where a lot of that comes from, you know, and
because we are.
I don't know that if Dave wouldn't have been down there and asked that question, I don't know that we would have ever realized that we were doing anything wrong.
But that's the best part about it, getting out there and talking
to people. The networking. Gosh, yes. I can't tell you how much I appreciate when somebody, you know, with respect, of course, you know, don't come at us calling us names and everything like that, because then we'll know we're doing it right.
The old shock jock Howard Stern.
But we
the hate email. Woohoo, we're in.
Yeah. We want that too, but I mean we want some constructive.
No, we don't
criticism.
Want that, 'cause we don't want Bill's feelings hurt. Right?
Well,
so if
I'm gonna
bad
you know,
to say, send it to me and Dave.
There was reasons why I had gotten a little uptight when we got a little hate in the past, but that was then. This
and that
is
was
now.
Our best episode far as views.
I know.
It sure
is. The next time, wasn't it?
Yeah.
Gosh, I think some phone calls were made and people got to watching. They
shit
got together down there
shit
in the
happens.
Holler.
I'm sorry.
And they, y'all come over here. We'll hook up TV. We'll sit
please.
On the porch and watch them three fat truckers. They some disgusting assholes. I'm going to tell you
that
like
was
this
the
right
the same computer you was working on a bit ago.
We gonna watch him three fat truckers. Hey, they talking all that.
Three
we will take two candy, y'all.
Oh,
down.
By the way, the other thing is when I wear the nice shirt, it says three fat truckers, and you go do an event, and everybody rubs your belly and goes, "Where's the other two? Did you eat them?"
Does like that mean you're the biggest
try.
Of the three?
Apparently, had a couple come up there and go, "Where's the other two?" And
you
then they just rub my
said,
belly.
Just give me a couple
didn't
minutes.
Didn't one of them walk up and poke you in the belly? Are the other two in there?
Yeah.
And you're like, nope, after midnight, this pumpkin turns into... I mean,
that's right. Yeah, it's all... Yeah, yeah. It's all Snake.
All snake.
All snake.
Or is that all state? I don't know. One of the two.
Well, I'm sort of disappointed on our page here, Bill. On the announcements, there's no announcements for the next show coming up.
Is there not?
February 26th on I see in here, but so where'd you boys go this week? Any place interesting or same old, same old?
I don't remember.
Well, the last time we were on the show, I was in an echo chamber at my daughter's house in Florida.
That sucked so bad, Dave. And that was so bad.
I just now got home from that trip because I was out 3 weeks, two trips to Florida, and so it's good to be home finally.
Bucks, we're really sorry. We're not sorry, but we're sorry.
It happens.
We're not, but we're not where we are.
Yeah.
Dave's going to have his real microphone with him in the future.
It's in the truck now. It is a part of the
because you can hook
it's part of my pre-trip every week.
Yeah,
my pre-trip.
Check microphone.
I'm checking my microphone to make sure it's got one amber cover and it's working, not cracked or
broken. Well, I'll tell you what, Bill. I have a tripod, microphone, and cord in my pickup.
Yeah.
Well, you're ready.
So
I have none of those things with
me. I guess the $120, you know, to have a shirt and a microphone sent to you when you're not knowing you need one at a truck show and overnight kind of gets expensive.
I giggle, but you know, Bill,
what do these things do, huh?
Yeah,
hello, anybody hear me?
I could have bought one down there if I knew where there was
that's
a
what
store.
That's what I told him, Steve.
Probably like, been he cheaper. $20 he microphone, me, $10 cord.
I went ahead and got a hold of Mike and had his son send all that stuff to him. Dave, you could have just went Best Buy and got a freaking microphone.
But I could not have had a shirt made, and I took
that. Now that is true.
I had two shirts sent down there with me because I wore one different each day.
Folks, I can't stress this point enough. The dedication from these guys on this show, I've never seen anything quite like it. You know, these guys really put their heart and soul into this, and it makes me really proud to be a part
of it. So, are you able to see the notes, Bill?
Yeah, I see them.
I mean, are they right?
North America's Best Bar has a funny name. It's a bit huge.
Oh, yeah. Well, yeah.
That way you can read it.
But you want me to read that?
Probably ought to get back on the show notes and off the lawnmowers.
Yeah, if anybody knows, Dave needs a lawnmower. He's wanting a zero term.
The damn thing quit tonight. Yard three quarters away mowed.
He has a grasshopper to trade in.
What do you mean it quit?
It just went shorted out. I
know what's wrong with it.
Yeah,
I know what's wrong with it.
Hey, but ain't got no gas in it.
No gas.
I was waiting,
Bill. Even though he just
he knows
said,
people are screaming into their radios.
It's a gas mower, and he's like, it shorted out. Shorted means electric, don't it?
Oh,
yeah. It just went and died.
Just so
done.
You know that tank that it's got hanging off the rear end.
Yeah, I filled it up.
You put that daggum old gasoline in there?
That's where you're supposed to plug the battery in, I thought.
No, you put that daggum old gasoline in there.
Extension cord right there in that hole where the gas goes. See what happens.
Yeah, but that ain't what's going to save the environment. I have to plug the cord in the mower someplace.
Plug the cord.
So
diesel, you'd have a block heater. There you go.
Well, that would work. But I don't think that'd get me much more gas mileage.
Dave either needs...
Well, Bill's thinking about changing the font size, I can tell.
No, I'm just...
No, I just...
I'm not touching it.
The reason I posted is because it made me laugh. The name of the...
Let's hear it. Let's get into it. Let's go.
All right. Yeah, because we're already at 19 minutes. Of course, some of that's just dead space, but whatever. North America's
cricket sound, Dave. Come on.
That's one of the most comforting sounds.
Yeah, it is.
That reminds me
of childhood. If I hear that while I'm sleeping, I'm up and I'm on a kill it.
Not crickets. I will find not crickets. Locusts and cicadas. That's a comforting sound, like a summer evening sound. Reminds me of childhood.
You need to drink more.
I do that too.
That's because you're passed out, can't hear them.
Oh, okay. North America's best bar has a funny name, but serves seriously good cocktails. And this is just from some chick named Tori Latham.
From the AP.
Ah, Associated Press.
Yep.
Dateline, Friday, May 5th, 2023 at 3 o'clock p.m. Wow, we got her down. The best bar in North America doesn't even sound like it would be a bar. These show notes will be on the website, by the way. New York City's Double Chicken Please was just... Did I read that right? New York City's Double Chicken Please was just bestowed the honor by the 50 Best Organization on Thursday evening, led by Jian Chan and Fei Chen. The Lower East Side cocktail spot serves up libations inspired by culinary delights like cold pizza, Don Fileno Blanco. Hey, Blanco means white.
Mm-hmm.
Parmigiano.
Negro means black.
See, we's educated over here.
Verde means green. Rojo means
red. I knew Rojo was red, but I didn't know about Verde. I guess maybe, I don't know.
Some of that Verde sauce?
Your Verde sauce,
Reggiano, burnt toast, tomato, basil, honey, egg white, and Waldorf salad. Dewar's 15-year. Dewar's 15-year.
It's whiskey.
Oh.
Yeah. Yes.
That's a fancy
Just ask
stuff.
Bill, I'll tell you.
Laphroaig, what's that?
That's another whiskey.
Is it?
Yeah, 10-year-old okay. apple cider.
10-year apple cider, ginger
apple.
Ale, walnut
Not apple.
Bitters.
You don't say cider there. Celery.
Celery.
Where did I get cider? Okay,
From me?
Celery.
That's what you call prompting.
These glasses are not.
Yeah.
Walnut bitters. Yeah, last year, Double Chicken Please came in at number 17 on the North
Double
American
chicken
list.
Chicken Please.
What did I say?
That sounds like you're ordering that instead of the name of the restaurant.
I know. That's the name of the restaurant.
I know. That's
Double
why
chicken.
My brain ain't doing it. My brain ain't having it.
That's why it caught my... I'm left there going, Double Chicken, that's the name of the stupid restaurant.
That's just like that one, the restaurant I told you is called I Don't Care. Because when you ask your old lady where you want to eat, I don't care.
Or I don't know.
So they're trying to cash in on that. Like,
oh, yeah.
That means
double
that you're going to go there every time.
I want the double chicken.
Came in number 17th on North American list and at number 6 on the list of best bars in the world.
That's pretty
a lot of bars.
That's some serious
Think how many
accolades
bars
right there, man.
Yeah.
And there's a couple pictures here. They're, like I said, it'll
it's
be in the
nice
show
place.
Notes.
Yeah, it ain't a bad looking place. I mean, it ain't. It's got a nice bar and a nice bar
and
stools.
This is
I like
in
him.
New
it's
York
in New York
City.
City.
Yeah. Of all the places I want to check out when I go to New York City, like
yeah,
Katz's,
the double chicken bar.
I want to hit up Katz's for a pastrami.
Okay.
And then I want to go to just whatever little pizza place.
Any pizza place.
Write the show, folks. Show at 3FTPodcast.org.
You
want to
go down to Chinatown.
And you also want a dirty water dog. And there's some
dirty water dog?
Yes.
What is a dirty water dog?
Oh, they're the carts
New
all
York
out
City
in the street.
Hot dog,
the hot dogs.
Oh,
they're
okay.
called Sabrets. They're called dirty water dogs.
All right. Yeah.
You think
no,
they change
that
water?
That.
Yeah, they don't ever change that water.
No,
come on.
If it rains,
the thing let it fill up, yeah.
And there's Sabrets because once you eat them, you'll belch like a half hour later, and you'll re-eat that thing because the taste comes right back up again like 3 times.
Was it the Bob and Tom show? Weren't they talking about somebody back in the 90s that was giving their children hot dog water?
No, that was a skit. That was one of their skits. They were
that was oh, it wasn't
drink,
real. That
no.
wasn't a real thing. Okay.
Yeah, the chick was talking about man, the best water you can buy. That was when all the waters were starting to come in famous, and they were teasing, going, "Well, we got this new hot dog water."
Oh,
or the man. Other one where they talk about putting a rusty penny in every bottle.
Yeah.
Yeah. Now, here's a news article. It looks like he literally
notice,
cut it
notice
out of the
Dave
new,
got
newspaper.
Back to our roots here, the theme, food.
Yes.
Well, that was another criticism that we got down there. Was
well, that's how we got fat, was eating. So.
we haven't had no good bologna. So, oh, by the
I'll
way.
I'll tell you what. I had something really good tonight you'd probably like. It's called chili dog casserole. No carb.
Yeah, you was telling me about that. By the way, just
no
to let
carb.
You know.
No carb.
Just to let you guys know, Jack in the Box sells fried bologna sandwiches now. I've seen the signs all this week down in Mississippi.
But if you're down south, if you are down south,
I told you,
can
the best
do
place
better.
To get a bologna sandwich.
Oh, down it's, in Tennessee. It's every gas station in Mississippi.
Well, I got to hit this one that Dave stops at every time he goes down there. Highway 45.
They look really like thin pieces, though. When I want a bologna sandwich,
I know
want
you
to
want
carve
one
me off
an
a slab.
Inch thing. Yeah.
When you walk into the thing, you say, yeah, give me that biscuit, egg, and that piece of ham. That ain't ham, that's bologna. Give me two.
That's exactly what Dave did.
Yeah, but they was sort of anorexic-looking ones, though.
Well, it was funny because I walked in there, and the lady went to get the last roll off the tray, the biscuit, and it fell in the sausage gravy. So she threw it back up on the tray and threw it over and got a fresh roll. And the guy ordered
it. He said,
it
what are
me.
You doing?
And oh. I looked at her and I go, is there something wrong with that one? Well, I dropped it in the gravy. I said, I know. Put it in my box. I want that one.
If Dave would have told me that that woman threw that thing away, I'd have gotten my pickup truck and drove to Tupelo, Mississippi. Smacked her right in the mouth and
then
got
dug
back
it out of
the
garbage
and then ate it because that is absolute heresy right there. They know better than that. They know better than
she,
that.
She dropped it in there.
Biscuits and gravy this morning.
Folks, yeah. We live in Indiana. Well, two of us live in Indiana and we just have nothing like that up
no.
here. The gas stations, at best, you're going to get some overheated. And I'm not, if you work at a
gas
station
up there that are known for, they've got decent, but
yeah,
when you go
the
there.
The Road Dog, which is in Ohio.
That's Ohio. We can't take
there's
credit
one
for that.
That. I don't know how much it is now because they have sold like once or twice maybe, but there was one there, the deli there in Aussie and on State Road 1 that used to have really decent biscuits and gravy and like a breakfast scramble.
Yeah, I know what you're talking about.
I get that on the way to work up there. You know, pretty regular.
That still doesn't. Yeah, that's okay, I guess.
That's but okay.
I just
would rather stop by Hardee's and get a loaded omelet biscuit or Burger King.
I used to skip school and go to Hardee's for biscuits and gravy.
What was the one burrito we was getting there for a while, Bill? Was it Burger King? The
Ignormous. Oh, that's the
Ignormous burrito.
Ignormous.
I'm still
double.
Getting that.
Those
what you talking about? Well, they had a what
especially
was,
if you could dip it in the
one,
gravy.
Hardee's had one called the Apocalypse. And they took it away from us. Yeah,
I know they got the double stacker. They got the double stacker biscuit now at Hardee's.
All I know is since I got that Blackstone grill, I haven't had time to do breakfast. I've done it during dinner, but
breakfast.
Oh, dude.
Yes.
I think I could whip some good stuff out.
Get some bologna. It makes some real garbage breakfast. Remember the old garbage from Cindy's Diner?
Hash browns and eggs.
Hash browns and eggs
and
sausage and bacon. And oh, yeah.
Throw the tortilla on there with the cheese and start loading
especially when you heat the tortilla and the cheese and then you flip it over and just fill it with all that and roll it. Yeah. Oh, can't beat a good breakfast is the best meal ever. I don't care.
I can eat breakfast all day.
I love breakfast.
When my kids were little, like, what do you want for dinner? Can we have breakfast?
I think most people would probably agree with that if they were decent people.
And of course,
decent people.
And of course, and what the economy do make the eggs
when you
the
go
most
to
expensive
a,
thing?
Oh my God, dude! I think Walmart screwed up down here.
Did you get some cheap ones?
Well, I think they were. They got rid of the big. They used to have a 60 count, five dozen, and it used to be $8. Then it was $9, $12, $14, $19, and it was up to $19. Okay.
Jeez.
And then it started coming back down. It got back down to $14, I think, or $12. Well, now they redid their whole case, and they've done away with them. They don't even carry them no more, okay? So you can buy an 18-pack for almost $5, $4.88 or something.
Yeah.
They had extra large, a dozen. Nobody buys dozens. They always buy the bigger packages.
Right, right.
$2.18.
For a dozen.
A dozen of extra large. I mean, they were big ones.
So you could get 24 cheaper than you get the 18-pack.
Yes. So. Yes. Made no sense whatsoever. So I bought every one they had. And
I did that
last time I did.
One
hold
time.
On. When I was in Indiana, the last time was when they had an egg shortage or something.
Yeah.
When COVID come. And I walked up, did all my shop, and went up there to the counter and went to check out. And I had like 5 dozen eggs. And she's like, I'm sorry, sir. You can only get one of these. And I'm like, yeah, right, sure. She says, no, I'm serious. I'm like, when did this happen? Well, there's a sign back there. And I said, there is, huh? I said, I didn't see a sign. It'd be nice. And it was like a 3x5 card. You can only limit one. I said, it'd be nice if you could put a sign up people could see. And I was getting so pissed off, I was about ready to just leave all my crap laying on the thing and say, you put it back. Screw you.
Yeah.
Went down to Kroger and bought as much as I wanted.
Yeah.
So, yeah, it was frustrating.
That's terrible when they were doing that, but
yeah.
Eggs, I feel like it was all artificial too. I don't know.
It probably was. I don't know.
The future is a hefty responsibility and not one that we take lightly. But then taking things lightly has never been what Hefty is about. That's why we've created the Hefty Renew program that turns hard to recycle plastics into valuable resources like park benches and building materials. To participate, simply fill up an orange Hefty Renew bag with accepted items, tie it up, and drop it in with your regular recycling. That's it. It's that easy. It's time to rethink recycling with Renew. Particular valued resources may vary by geography. More info available at heftyrenew.com.
Well, what's this here, this other story you found?
It's pretty funny.
I looked at the pictures. I'm like, it's like they're trying to put mulch on the side of the river or something.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. We'll let Bill go through this. He ain't seen this yet.
Hundreds of pounds of pasta dumped?
Yep.
Hundreds of pounds of pasta dumped near New Jersey stream. This is from Old Bridge, New Jersey, Associated Press. Authorities in central New Jersey town say they are no longer noodling over the mystery of how hundreds of pounds of pasta were dumped near a stream.
Did they really put that in the story? Yeah, noodling?
They sure did. And I got to say, I mean, you got to be looking at the notes to know what I'm talking about, but this literally looks like Dave cut this out of a newspaper and then scanned it on.
Well, no, I shrunk it down, and I was trying to get it, because you get on my butt when it's spread out too far, and yeah. I was worried more about the pictures than I was the writing, so.
To be fair, I'm over it. I just want to make sure that I can cite the source. Old Bridge Mayor Owen Henry said Friday that the pasta, including spaghetti and macaroni, was cleaned up last week by public works crews shortly after officials
let wildlife eat it.
Well,
wildlife.
It's already swelled once if it got it cooked, so I wouldn't think it'd be where it swelled up in your stomach.
Bill, you probably hadn't scrolled down and seen the pictures yet, have you?
No, because you.
Okay, well, you'll see it.
I'll quit interrupting. Sorry. I'm just thinking that.
Pasta. Why would they clean it?
Yeah, it looks like mulch or something. Straw, hay.
Yeah, it does. It looks big piles of dead grass.
Yeah.
But the second one amazed me. The first one's bad enough. But the second one is like, man, what Italian restaurant did not make their sales for the day?
Yeah, or the week.
Either Italian or some Chinese restaurant lost their noodle.
Oh, did you see what noodle go? It went up river, you stupid ass.
You come back later.
You come back
we dry
now.
Cleaner. You big boy.
Why are you so big? Oh, shortly after
at the buffet and the
you eat too
was
much. You guys servants way too big.
Me and Bill was at the buffet, Dave, and the manager kept coming out every hour.
You
scared my wife.
You scared my wife.
You Fee Willy.
Fee Willy. Fee Willy.
Keep going, Bill. Keep going.
Yeah, because we probably
get sidetracked here.
Yeah. Shortly after officials learned about the oodles of noodles that quickly drew national attention when photos of the pasta were posted on social media, the estimated 500 pounds
that's
of pasta.
That's a shitload of noodles.
500 pounds of noodles. I don't think you can buy
that
500 pounds.
That is a quarter ton of noodles, Dave. See how I did the math there?
Yeah,
that's why I put you on this show, because they use educated.
I can cipher.
I'm going to quit talking that nonsense about folks down in the hills.
Heavy rains softened what?
Subsequent heavy rains softened the food and made the mounds look like they had been cooked,
officials have said.
It's unclear who dumped the pasta there or why, but it's not believed the pasta had been at the sight for long before it was discovered.
But look at that picture, the first one there.
How would it get all...
Look how long that pasta is. Who's making spaghetti that's 3 foot long, dude?
Well, oh, man, well, have you seen the, when they make it, they hang it on racks and
haven't
that?
You seen those mirrors on cars? The things in the mirror may appear
car,
to
you're
be
thinking
large.
Of the car wash.
No. I know what he's talking about.
You
used to say in the bottom of the mirror, objects in the mirror are closer than they appear.
Yeah.
Maybe they still say that. I don't know. You got to tell people everything, even back then.
Tell you what, that's a lot of pasta along the riverbank there.
Man, all they need is a little tomato sauce, and we're good.
Yeah. Okay. So that's that. Now
that's that. There's still more at the bottom of it, looks like he's got in there.
Yeah, it's a... he. Posted the same article twice.
Gotcha, yeah. Gotcha.
So one thing I wanted to bring back to the show, because I really enjoyed it when we were doing it.
Well, it's a version.
If you haven't heard, go back to some of our older episodes. We were doing a thing where Steve would come up with three articles. It was three or four
articles.
It was
four.
Four, okay.
Yeah.
And we would have to guess if it was a true article or not. And I don't remember clearly, but I don't think I often
you got like
did
three
very...
right and 15 or 20.
Yeah, I didn't do so well because Steve did a pretty good job of the ones that were not true. He did a pretty good job of contriving these things up. So what we've got here is a bit of an iteration, I guess, on that idea.
It works. We got to bring it down a little bit because we burn him out. We all have real jobs, and it takes so much time to create these and stuff. So we'll do a short version of them, but we're going to keep them going.
Well, go ahead and explain how this works, Steve.
Well, this here, I was doing stories, making them up, and getting real stories, and we was having you guys figure out what was real or something I made up, you know. So this here, when we were doing four or five?
Four a show, yeah.
Yeah.
It was a lot.
Sometimes it would take up most of the show, if not.
Yeah, well, this here, I just got news headlines. It says, real or fake, you decide. And I just have two headlines. So the first one says, NASA is installing internet on the moon. Now, both these stories, I tried to get some techie stuff, see what works for Bill here. So NASA is installing internet on the moon.
Why is it all about me?
Well,
he's trying to give you some ones
that
you
can get
right.
Is that a headline you think is real or fake?
Yes, I believe NASA is.
Why would they put internet on the moon, dude?
Well, they're working to see if it is feasible to have high-speed data transfer directly between two celestial bodies.
Now, do you have on your? Did you get the on the notes where it says "copy for notes"? 5523. Do you have that page on the drive? I don't know if it shared
notes.
It.
I don't know.
I tried to share it and it wouldn't share it.
I don't know.
Okay.
I don't
see
it, no.
What do you think, Dave? Real or fake?
I do not believe that we're trying to put internet on the moon yet because there's not a bunch of TikTok girls up there yet.
Well, it's true. I got the story right here. It says NASA is also working with Nokia, which I didn't think Nokia was even around anymore, Bill.
Well, they're still making components into the 5G
towers.
It
says to build a 4G cellular network for the moon. The company has already won more than $14 million contract from the space agency. And we're pretty close on our news here, Bill, because this is at its first base station, along with radio equipment, should be delivered to the moon via a SpaceX rocket scheduled to launch sometime next year, February 28th, 23. So it's already happened. Did the did that rocket get off the ground?
Dave? No.
Okay.
No. No, I have a question.
Oh, what?
Okay. Your question is internet on the moon, and then you just said they're putting 5G cellular. Make up my mind. Is it cellular?
That is internet.
Well, it will be internet.
Yeah, no,
that
it will
is,
be.
Is.
But
it says inside
hey,
NASA.
I'm being technical. I'm doing a bill.
Oh, you can get
well,
to
no,
it.
Well, no, that is technical.
I got
this
a page here.
5G
for
is just a
I
data.
Said I downloaded. He said, no, you uploaded. Yeah. So I go, you know what I meant.
People that use the word download to describe everything. I went to Walmart and downloaded me a monitor.
NASA's big plan to bring the internet to the moon. The agency is planning to build a number of infrastructures on and around the moon, including a human habitat, a new space station, and a lunar web service that can keep it all connected. Humanity is going back to the moon, and this time we're bringing the internet. Last year, NASA launched Artemis 1, the first in a series of missions that aim to return American astronauts to the lunar surface and eventually establish a permanent U.S. base camp. Now the agency is preparing for an equally important objective, making sure that when astronauts do finally land on the moon, they're able to post a selfie.
Get download porn
so
really quick.
The day we go back to the moon, we're going to have your iPhones will work day one.
So we can't get internet across the country. I can't drive across
Nevada. My phone don't work at my house.
I can't go from one end of US 30 to the other without being able to.
But yet, I'm going to be on the moon that will download
it goes on to, it goes on to talk a little bit about.
Oh, my gosh. That thing
setting that kind of stuff up. And
now, if they were putting towers on the moon to make our internet stronger on Earth, I'm all for it.
I don't think that would work.
Let's see what else. This is a pretty long article, but one big step for space internet, sky high geopolitical stakes.
I'm not impressed.
Yeah,
you know, but it feels like something we should have did 60 years ago.
I got this story from Fast Company Internet by it was by Rebecca Heelwheel. So, I'll see if I can get this to you so you can put it in the notes. I don't know why it wouldn't let me share this stuff.
Copy and paste, you mean?
Well, I had it typed up and hit the share button, and it just shows my – it's on my Google Drive. When I hit my face to change it, it won't let me. Everybody's gone, so. But, okay, the next story, headline, Bill. Okay. So it's 1-1 or 1-0, Dave. You're losing.
Yep.
Got to get this one.
Yep.
Real or fake, headline, you decide. Spinach is taught how to send emails.
I can't imagine how that would be useful, but there's a lot of things that have floated right past me in my life. What do you think, Dave?
Spinach is taught how to send email. Well, I got a couple questions. First, is it some hippie kid named their child Spinach? Is trying to send email, or are we talking
green
about
spinach
the plant?
Grows out of the ground. You eat it like Popeye.
Popeye spinach.
Yep.
Well, Popeye spinach within a can. That's what I grew up. I didn't have fresh, but I believe it's probably true.
Just because it's stupid.
Yep.
Just because.
Yeah.
You don't think I make up stupid stuff, do you?
Occasionally.
You have.
Oh.
And
forgot
this,
about that.
I can't think of a single use case for...
Unless Spinach has some kind of great internet. Maybe they ought to send some to the moon.
Yeah, maybe they should... You heard it here, folks. You'll have your iPhones and a can of spinach.
So Dave said true. It's a true one. What do you think?
I ain't into it.
You think it's false?
Yeah.
Well, I hate to tell you, but Dave's right. 1-1. It says scientists have engineered spinach plants that know how to send emails. This technology is called plant nanobionics, something you might not have expected to hear. Scientists have successfully taught spinach, yes, spinach, as in the plant, to send emails February 22nd, 2021. Scientists have engineered spinach plants that know how to send emails. This is by Dale John Wong. Something you might not expect to hear. Scientists have say taught spinach. Yes, spinach is in the plant is in emails. More accurately, engineers at the renowned Massachusetts Institute of Technology, MIT, have used nanotechnology to transform ordinary spinach plants into sensors that detect explosive materials in the ground and then send warning emails out as they detect them. By inserting carbon nanotubes in the leaves, the spinach plants can detect the presence of Nitro Aromamatics, a compound commonly found in landmines and other explosives in the surrounding groundwater, and then when wireless relay the findings back to a scientist via signals sent to a nearby infrared cameras that in turn trigger the email alerts. This technology it goes on for a little bit.
That's here. A bit of okay. I get what they're saying now, yeah. And it's a bit of a stretch, in my opinion, to say that that's the same thing as teaching something how to do something.
Well,
that's just setting up a framework where if this set of parameters are met, then this thing will happen. And if you don't have technology in place that's looking for these things, then it's not like the email won't send the usual way and then the spinach has to go and figure out another way to send it. You know, that's, I don't know, I guess. Makes sense, though. Good way for tracking data.
I thought it was just better that Popeye did it. Got strong. Beat up Brutus. I'll pay you today for a cheeseburger on Tuesday.
I'll gladly pay you Tuesday for a cheeseburger today.
So that's the two I had. I did put a couple notes on here just for some conversation starters. And
yeah, I do see that.
So the first one I got on here, it says, in all your years driving, and we'll get all three of us here, and people want to chime in and send some email or something, they can. In all your years of driving, what are the oddest, biggest, messiest, and dangerous things you have hit on the highway?
Pterodactyl.
How old are you, Bill?
I was getting ready to say, man, I didn't know a pterodactyl.
I didn't hit one, but I seen a person hit a moose up in Maine. And you talk about stopping a vehicle.
Well, the only thing that I hit that stopped a vehicle was an overhead bridge. But
I didn't let that stop me. I dropped the gear and floored it and went all the way through.
Yeah,
But that was when I.
But the bed was up in the bed was up in the air and it tore the bed off.
Oh no! This is a van trailer.
So you guys have done some world class screwing up in your time.
It wasn't my fault. It was in Chicago and they didn't remark the overpasses after they paved.
Probably I spun a deer once. But I didn't
only
hit him.
One?
But I only one in my life.
I've spun only two deer, and
yeah,
I hit five in 1 year with the same truck and had three different hoods put on the truck.
They were
it was terrible. And one was a week and a half apart after getting it fixed to getting it back, and then what's this button do?
Oh God's sakes, Dave!
Where'd he go?
Well, we lost Dave.
We're good. Yeah. Keep rolling. There
I
he
don't
is.
Know what happened.
There you are. What'd you hit, Dave?
I had nothing. You guys both left. I'm sitting there talking away.
Oh, that's the way it was the one time I did, too.
Well, let's see what.
So was there any other things you hit over the years that you can think of, besides animal?
I hit a box spring one time.
Box spring?
Yeah, one of those ones that was mostly wooden. You know, they still call them box springs, but it's just like a wood frame. And just it exploded when I went over it, there was a puff of white smoke too. I don't know what that was all about. Makes me wonder what was in that box spring.
A little cocaine down the mattress,
like
eight ball.
That would have been a considerable amount of blow that I just went through right there.
A couple $100.
Maybe that's why they call it blow, because that was quite a while back when I did that. Yeah. Hey, man, look at that.
Yeah. Oh, the other one I got on here says, what's the one thing you can't do without on the road these days?
Bucket.
Yes. Yes, that. Yes, that.
Majority rules there. I think that's all three of our answers.
Poor bucket
of mine. And the noodle for comfort.
I need a new noodle. My noodle's tearing.
I just don't
tearing
even
or has it
more.
Got skid marks on it?
No, it's tearing. I got to get a new noodle. Nah, and I was down in Florida, and I
dollar
didn't
store,
stop
dude.
At the dollar store.
You know
store.
What? Just take the plunge, dude. Just get rid of the noodle. You don't need it.
Oh man,
be
then I have
man.
A ring on my butt from the hard plastic.
It helps you get up a little.
You just... And then if you do it right, there's suction and it... When you come off of it,
no,
you know?
What I hate is when you get up and you pull the bag out with you.
Well, I don't have
see,
that
See, I
problem
put a bag in mine, Steve.
I do, too, but I have
not...
I have a noodle.
Too. I did, too, but see, I did the one time in Texas, stopped on the road. It was in the middle of nowhere.
Yep.
Went out, sat on the trailer with the bucket. It just sat there.
Oh, I just do it right there in my cab.
Well, it was my truck wasn't that big.
Oh, okay.
So yeah,
two
or maybe.
So
or
you
maybe
do without
you
the
were.
Bucket. I think that's about. I didn't know if it was. Everybody usually say the cell phone, but that's a given anymore.
Yeah, so that's a cheap one.
Yeah, think back to the day when we used to have to find a stupid phone booth,
dude. Pay phone. I don't miss that.
And make check calls twice a day, check 10 calls. And 2.
I would go 3 days without making one sometimes.
Oh, and they think so you're dead.
Yeah.
Yep.
I made my daughter put my iPhone on hers so she could track me. I said, you know.
In case they don't hear from you.
Yeah, you don't hear from me for a while. And
you know,
like
that is something I thought about over the years.
You need to let me or Bill do that because we're the ones that are like, I thought Dave said he was going to Atlanta. Why is he in Texas?
Yeah, but he says Atlanta when he means in the
I know,
Nashville.
I know. It's Dave speak. We know what it means.
You just got to know. You got to like talk to Shane or something. I don't know. That was something I've often thought about is, you know, when you pass away on the road, which is...
Oh, it happens.
You know, it's a good possibility for any of us.
Oh, yeah.
And what... How long... How much time would go by before...
Well, you see stories where they've said somebody's been missing for a week. And yeah. I just seen a story on... Mother Trucker, that they had a description of a truck driver out there looking for him, what his truck, where he was supposed to deliver, and never showed up to deliver. They're trying to, you know, check the route that he might have taken or truck stops to see if they find the truck. Yeah, you never know.
No, you can't pull up our little interview, can you?
No, I don't have any of that stuff on here.
It's in the docs. It's in the record.
Yeah, but
doc.
I would have to. I would.
But
have
I don't
to,
think. Yeah, you can't bring
in
it
order
up on
to
your...
play it. I.
We'll get into that next time. I got one more on here. It says, "Do you think the GPS map devices we have now are good for everyone, or are you missed half of it, or are you old school and don't?"
Well, I just heard about like a lady in Canada or Britain followed her GPS so close they drove off the end of the pier into the water. That was just last week. It was a news story.
I like to think stories like that are just Darwinism carrying itself out, you know. if you're so dumb,
well,
that you would do something like that.
A couple old ladies from the United States go to Britain and just follow their GPS.
Yeah. You still got
to
watch where you're going.
Yeah, I cut that off when I moved to that one. It says here, or are you old school and still use Trucker Atlas and call the places for delivery places for
absolutely
directions?
Absolutely not. Sorry.
No.
Do you remember doing that, though?
Yes, I
following
do.
Your Atlas,
and
planning
it's
your
because
route.
I remember doing that I don't do it now.
Now I Google Earth to see if there's a place in there I can turn around.
Well, and there's a lot of times, even on the Google map, just because that map shows that's where you can go, you don't look it up on the satellite imagery and stuff.
I looked up one the other day.
That street
and
doesn't go there from there, or it's a one way, or
you've
got
to take it with a grain of salt. You have to. You have to use the tools you have. But
I've literally looked up the corner beforehand to see if there's a sign there that says no truck.
Well, and sometimes the pictures they give you could be 5 years old too.
Yeah, or
and you'll
one
look
place,
up a, you'll look up an address,
and it ain't nothing there.
It's an empty field.
Yeah,
and you're like, well, this building's supposed to be here, and you call them. Oh yeah, we've been here for 2 years.
Yeah.
Oh, no wonder that picture's 5 years old. Yeah. So
and some of them are. Yeah, it's getting a little late.
Yep. So
we got early breakfast in the morning too.
That's right.
Got to head to Louisville.
Louisville.
He's going to Kentucky Derby.
Actually,
put 20 down on red.
I think I'm going to get me a mint julep while I'm over there. At least one or five.
At least make one bet.
I don't know how many.
Come on. At least do a triple crown bet, you know.
Yeah, I could.
Throw down 20 and Try winning. You never know.
Do like everybody does. Here's 100 on the long shot.
Yeah. Hey, he paid won. A year ago.
$1.2 million.
Yeah.
What?
It paid a year ago.
Well, it was the long shot last year.
Yep.
Wasn't it?
Yep.
Well, folks, get a hold of us one way or the other, show at 3ftpodcast.org. You can comment directly on the website or hit us up on the Facebook, whatever. We're out there. Let us know what you think. Let us know what you think of this episode, if we're heading in the right direction, if we're you know, getting back to our roots is kind of something.
Oh, and I saved the best for last because I do got a story.
Oh.
I'll try and make it short and sweet.
Okay.
And I will use other names to hide the anonymity of.
Well, good luck. Because if I recognize them, I'm calling them out.
Okay, Bill and Dave.
Here.
Present.
Okay, how do I want to start this? There was these three guys. And they were good buddies all through high school growing up. And when they got in their 20s, one of the guys had a race car. It was a 68 Camaro, all tubbed out, roller motor. And it was one of them things on the weekend that all three of them would stay up late in the garage working on the car, drinking beer, smoking a little weed, you know, and just having a good old time and like man cave guys hanging out like you do. Well, the one guy decided he was on a pretty good high, and he's like, got this bright idea. Hey, man, hit me in the face with this nitrous. And the other guy's like, okay. But the thing is, the nitrous in the dentist office is mixed with oxygen. The nitrous you put in the car is just nitrous. So this gentleman takes his T-shirt off, bare-chested, takes a pair of safety goggles, safety first, you know.
Yeah.
Puts them on, and the other guy grabs the tank and fogs him, just cracks it, and it hits him. And he's got it 2 feet from his face and just fogs him. And the guy that got fogged with the goggles goes, and if you remember the Nesty plunge, where you just fall backwards. He did that without stopping because he was passed out on the way down to the floor, that his head hit the concrete and bounced. And the other two gentlemen are freaking the hell out. Oh, no, he's dead. He's dead. You get down there and check, and he's not breathing. And the other two guys are freaking out, and they're pounding on his chest, smacking him in the face. And all of a sudden, it felt like probably an eternity to them. And the guy goes, and comes back. And he sits up, and the other two guys, dude, are you okay? And he's like, oh, God, that hurts so bad. And we're like, the guys are like, your head hit the floor, you know. It bounced on the concrete like a basketball. He's like, does your head hurt? He's like, no, a little, but not near as bad as my arm. I'm like, your arm? I'm like, well, there goes the anonymity. My arm. So what's wrong with your arm? And he holds it up. There's a 12-inch Phillips screwdriver through his bicep. And the two gentlemen with him said, we better take him to the hospital. But the other two gentlemen were a little inebriated. So they throw him in the car, take him to the hospital, pull up emergency room. He gets out, and the car takes off.
Oh,
needless to
God.
Say, the gentleman was okay. A little aggravated a couple days later when he seen his two friends.
Gotta go. Can't wait. So, well, before we get out of here, guys, we also got something else we got to cover here. Don't forget the Expediter Expo and the Crossroads of America Truck Show, July 21st, 22nd, Fort Wayne War Memorial Coliseum. And we're going to be set up there. We're looking for everybody to come out and say hi, stop by at the booth and give us a little love, chit-chat with us, and check out the wonderful truck show and coming up here before everybody knows it. So.
All right.
It's called, sounds good. It's called Crossroads of America.
Crossroads of America Truck Show.
I'm going to get that.
Expediter in, Expo in the show. Center.
Yeah, I'm going to get that announcements, in the announcements on the website.
Yep, July 21st, 22nd. Yep.
Sounds 3ftpodcast.org/announcements.
And please give us some feedback. Like and subscribe, all that good stuff. Send us some emails, you know.
And if you guys got a truck show or something out there, regional something, throw us at it. We may come see you. You never know.
We love to hear your stories, too. I know everybody's got one. And if it's interesting and you don't mind, we'd like to go ahead and read it on the show. So, yeah.
Anything? Yeah, we had a real good one this week anyways. I met some wonderful new content creators down there in Florida, and one of them jumped on our Facebook page and liked and subscribed, like everybody should be doing on YouTube.
That's another thing, and subscribe.
He went ahead and posted a couple things and then sent a friend request to Bill, and Bill didn't know who he was, and he blocked him, and it's like...
Bill's a hard ass. He don't like talking to new people.
No, I'm just...
Isn't that right, William?
No, I'm just a social media fuckwit, dude. I'm not gonna candy coat it. Yeah, I am a bit of a tech nerd, but when it comes to social media, I am just useless.
Over it.
I'm useless at it.
Wait till you see this week's TikTok, bud. You're gonna like the song I put on it.
Oh.
All right, folks. Well, we had a great time on this episode. We'll try to keep up the good work. There's going to be some phoned-in ones every now and then, but we'll try to keep the quality
or
up,
technical issues. We had a little bit trying to get rolling today.
Yeah, and you know that causes frustration and everything, and you know.
But we don't complain. We roll on.
You know what? We have never missed an episode, and I'm quite proud of the fact that we didn't miss this one, because if you could have known what I went through to try to build this system up. Anyway, none of that matters. We will be back in 2 weeks, I promise. Until then, I've been Bill.
And Dave.
And Steve. Thanks for stopping by. Have a wonderful week.
See you, folks.
Welcome to another round of Drawing Board or Miro Board. Today we discuss technical diagramming with systems architect Maya. Let's go. First question. You've spent 10 hours slogging over a sequence diagram that should have taken 5. Drawing Board or Miro Board?
Drawing Board. And if I'm being honest, Miro would probably cut that time down by half. You know, with its AI tools and ready-to-go templates.
Next, your diagrams become so bulky, it's more complex than the solar system. But all it takes is a few clicks and...
It's Miro. I've used those technical shape packs way too many times, and stuff is just digestible on its infinite online canvas.
Now, the final question. Everyone's brought in, but you have to make all these tasks all the way over in Jira. But wait, it's done. Is it...
Miro. Easy with its two-way Jira sync. Easy to plot dependencies. Everyone always knows what's up.
And she's done it.
Join over 60 million people creating technical diagrams without workflow glitches. Get your first 3 boards for free at Miro.com. That's Miro.com.